What would you rather have? An economy with more jobs or lower interest rates?
Wake up to the day's top business headlines. Subscribe to the Marketplace Morning Report podcast. It's on iTunes and marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. A number not to miss, the benchmark for U.S. interest rates, which Monday morning hit 2.69% in terms of the 10-year T-note yield. On Mondays, we check in with Julia Coronado, Chief Economist for North America at BNP Paribas in New York. Good to hear your voice, Julia.
It's always good to be here.
I suppose we can't have it both ways. Stronger labor market, as we learned on Friday, and super low interest rates?
Yes, that's right. We, as you noted, we're seeing the 10-year Treasury yield rise. And now this week, for the first time in a couple of years, we're going to have mortgages at 5%, which is still low by historical standards, but a lot higher than it was a few weeks ago. So the good news is we've got some jobs, and the bad news is we're going to have to pay more for houses.
Goldman Sachs, you've heard of them, is predicting that the yield will be at 4% by, before you faint away, by the year 2016. So it could take a while.
Yes. I mean, let's keep in mind that the Fed is still adding accommodation with its bond buying every month. So it's not like we're going to be shooting to the moon anytime soon.
And the first of the closely watched corporate quarterly and loss reports comes out late today. It'll be Alcoa, the aluminum giant. There's apparently a bit of a glut of the stuff around the world, and that could affect their earnings.
Yeah, Alcoa will give us a little bit of hint of the China story. How much is China slowing down? How big a problem is that for the U.S. companies that have benefited from that commodity boom? So we'll get a first read on that from Alcoa today.
Julia Coronado, BNP Paribas, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
Moving on now, 5 are dead and about 40 people missing in Lac-Mégantic, Quebec, after a freight train rolled from a rail yard, gathered speed for 7 miles, derailed and exploded over the weekend. It was carrying crude oil from North Dakota. The Montreal, Maine, and Atlantic Railway is owned by a privately held holding company called RailWorld, based in Illinois. Shazam is getting a $40 million investment from the Mexican media tycoon Carlos Slim. Shazam has an app that analyzes the music you're hearing and then tells you what it is and where to buy it. Shazam is based in the UK and can be also be used to recognize all sorts of content, for instance, what commercial you're watching on TV. Starting today through the end of September, commissaries, the military grocery stores, will close every Monday. It's part of an 11-day furlough for U.S. civilian employees, part of mandatory federal spending cuts. About 14,000 employees of the Defense Commissary Agency will be affected, as Gigi Duban reports.
How many times do you see people jamming the grocery aisles on a Monday? Exactly.
We planned for Monday because it was one of our slowest days.
Gary Frankovich is chief of public affairs for the Defense Commissary Agency. He says even so, it's still going to cut into the bottom line. Sales in fiscal 2010 were around $6 billion.
You know, it's like your local restaurant who shuts down for lunch one day a week. It's not good.
But commissaries sell groceries to military families at wholesale cost, tacking on just a 5% surcharge. And that very well might save them in a situation like this. Todd Arnold teaches marketing at Oklahoma State University.
You're in a very good position when you have the best price in town. I mean, people will change their behaviors because it still benefits them.
The savings, he says, means those diehard Monday shoppers will probably just shop another day of the week until this is all over. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
Thomson Reuters will reportedly suspend the practice of selling sneak peeks at certain economic data to select clients. The New York Times is reporting this morning that this comes as the New York Attorney General is investigating the company over Reuters' release of consumer confidence data to some clients 2 seconds, yes, 2 seconds ahead of others. Here with me with more is Marketplace's Sabri Benishour. Sabri, good morning.
Morning.
What's the value of 2 seconds?
So 2 seconds is an eternity in the world of what's called high-frequency trading, basically computerized trading. This is something only available to big firms with really sophisticated machines that make, you know, we're talking thousands of trades in a second, which can translate to millions of dollars. And some clients will pay $6,000 a month, apparently, to have that leg up.
Is it legal?
Legal, maybe, probably. For now it is. This isn't technically insider trading. That's the argument Thomson Reuters is making. But, you know, it sounds just not really fair that this is something only the biggest investors can pay for and take advantage of. So that's what has the attention not only of the New York Attorney General, but also regulators at the SEC.
All right. So are there other examples of giving a sneak peek when it comes to data?
Well, you know, yes, in the sense that there are tricks that high-frequency traders use to compete with one another to get to the trading floor faster. So, I mean, you know, they're investing in faster machines, faster algorithms, even how they code their requests. They even locate servers closer to exchangers in order to sort of get that leg up. This is all something the SEC is trying to limit right now.
Of course, when regular folks go online to get stock prices off, and that's 20 minutes delayed, sometimes people don't know that.
Right.
Marketplace's Sabri Benishore, thank you.
Thank you.
And Pacific Standard Magazine offers an astounding number. The Scandinavian furniture company IKEA alone uses 1% of the world's wood every year. That makes IKEA the single largest customer for wood on Earth. A quarter of that is sustainably grown, the magazine reports. IKEA is trying to raise that percentage to half within 4 years. Also, IKEA accounts for 80% of the world's supply of the little Allen wrenches used to assemble IKEA modular furniture. That's my personal anecdotal estimate based on the drawerful of IKEA wrenches that I myself have collected. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.